Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danker and Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang, and it's time for the bigger picture.
Birthday boy, Ryan.
Yes, sorry, birthday boy.
Today, especially yes. The king today. Ryan, give us some context to your next conversation. You are putting the focus on Singapore markets, and this is in comparison with last year.
Yes, so if you cast your mind back to last year, we've been hearing about record highs on Wall Street, but not so much for Singapore markets. In fact, the STI was the worst performing index in Asia, down 12% in 2020. But so far this year, 2021 is shaping up to be quite promising. In the first month, it's up 1.8%. So are things on track for Singapore to shine this year? Let's get a bigger picture from Lim Siew Khee. She is the head of research for CGS CIMB Securities. Morning, Siew Khee. How are you doing?
Morning. Hi.
Hey, Siew Khee, let's get your reading of the pulse of the markets first. Let's talk about the confluence of factors shaping the market sentiment right now. Things seem to be largely positive when you think about the vaccination deployment that is lifting the outlook for the economy. But in recent days, it's a bit more choppy with what's happening with the Reddit rally and the Reddit crowd. What's your reading of where markets are heading right now?
I think we are heading into a better year in terms of the entire market. From earnings point of view, one should actually look at comparing Singapore sector, or rather the companies in Singapore in 2021 compared to 2019 and treat 2020 as a blip. So we think that there are pockets of hope, especially in the commodities, manufacturing, to some extent, healthcare sector would see a better year this year. In terms of earnings, I still think that, you know, one should still be looking at fundamental instead of looking for short squeezes or short-term catalysts. Yeah,
so don't take too much away from the Reddit rally or at least the forums. You have to still look at the fundamentals. Look at what you have in terms of targets. I'm looking at your report. You've got a bull case of 3,412 points for the STI by the end of the year. Your base case is 3,068. We're hovering around 2,900 right now. So your bull case would actually see a rise of over 17%. Siew Khee, walk us through what's the thinking behind this 17%. What are the sectors that will lead the recovery?
Okay, I think in the upcoming, or rather we are already in the midst of 4Q results or year-end results reporting, there will still be some disappointment because some companies would take the opportunity to really clean up. So we might see some impairment, etc. Just rounding up what's a not so good year for 2020. So what can actually take us to another 17% upside from where we are? Would be earnings surprise. So ultimately, I think if we are, as I said, there are some sectors that still do see good earnings growth this year. So for instance, commodities. So that would be led by companies like Wilmar and First Resources, as they would see about more than 20% of earnings growth in 2021 compared to 2019 on the back of better margin as well as sustained stronger commodity prices. The other sector that would actually supply be in a very good state would be all the companies in the manufacturing sector. So there are some companies that have already run ahead in the early month this year because we are in the IT age. We are in a new age where ICT spending will be there. Internet of Things will be there. So tech sector would be something that will drive the earnings growth. And of course, last but not least, if the banks do see good repayment terms in the next few quarters, not in the past one, and may probably talk about decreasing the credit cost, that would actually give some hope to the entire Singapore market. And then you have a flow through to other sectors like property as well.
Yeah, the property picture is quite peachy. If you look at the recent property launches over the weekend, it's quite a strong demand that might help fuel the demand for loans for banks. And you mentioned a couple of sectors earlier on. Healthcare is one of the sectors you picked on. I'm just wondering, this was a big sector in 2020. Is there still momentum or at least value going into things like glove makers? And what is your reading of the valuation right now around this sector?
I think the valuation is cheap. And there are good names in the growth sector. So we do have a few names that we like. We like UG Healthcare as well as Riverstone. But I guess as the news of commercialization of vaccine, you know, flows through, investors will be a bit skeptical on what is the real valuation that you will attribute to this sector. So, but trading at less than 10 times, you know, like 5-6 times, I think it is, there are some value in this sector. So I'm positive. So there are selected names that we like in this segment, but institutional shareholders are a bit skeptical, as I said, in the, you know, longer term of view. Yeah.
Roshana Lim Suki, she's the head of research for CGS CIMB Securities. Now, Suki, one of the stocks you track very closely is Keppel Corp. And it was big news when they said they would be saying farewell to the rig building business. They've been one of the leaders in the past few decades or years. You have, after that decision, reiterated your add call, but you've lowered your target price from 646 to 640. Keppel is now actually on a three-day losing streak. The price is at 490. What's behind your optimism?
I think for long-term investors, I think this is a time to pick up. Of course, the heavy selling is probably market had hoped that they would exit the O&M entirely or give us some clarity in terms of how they are going to or manage to actually sell the stranded rigs. But I guess it is not easy. You know, our environment is challenging. So this is the best option that I think the management has taken. And I do agree that they do compartmentalize what their plans are to split the rigs on how to sell, how to you know, continue to build, etc. Eventually hoping to have one that is asset-light, which they call OpCo. So I think for longer term, this is positive for the company. Ultimately, the company, the group is still generating about, or we are expecting about $700 million profit in 2021. Yeah. So I do believe that the share price has been oversold in the past few days.
So Keppel saying goodbye to rigs and pivoting to renewable energy. And Suki, just to wrap things up, your reading on the REITs, especially retail. We've seen the likes of Robinson bowing out and Metro yesterday saying they are mulling exiting the business in South Singapore with the leases in Paragon and Causeway Point about to expire. What's your take on REITs right now? Is there still value to going to REITs at this time?
They are not cheap, I must say. I think probably the cheapest one would be the hospitality REITs. But I think if one wants to actually be in the REIT sector, I guess industrial would be industrial, which includes data center, would be one that actually sustainable in terms of following the global trend where we demand e-commerce demand is increasing. So store warehouse logistic demand is also increasing. The other one that we like, the sectors that we like within REITs would be retail that have suburban malls, because as we actually go into a hybrid of working from home and office, I guess the demand and traffic flow in the suburban malls will be much better compared to the one in the city.
Okay, so industrial REITs will be your pick in the REIT space. Richard Lim Suki, she's the head of research for CGS CIMB Securities. Suki, thank you for your time and we'll catch up again soon.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.